Well, I can spend days and months and years trying to unpack the gospel reading today because it's the foundational scriptural understanding of what it means for the sacrament of matrimony, especially for us as Catholics. First, let's state some facts. There's a difference between a covenant and a contract. A contract is written when both sides of the parties are scared if the other side is going to somehow fail their end or not meet the standards or the expectation or the demands. It's based on fear in order to protect one's assets, one's rights, one's freedom, or whatever means one might like. But a covenant is different. When two parties are free to enter for life, forever. And a covenant can only exist not with the ability of men, but through the grace of God. Yesterday we heard in the gospel reading when St. Peter asked the Lord, "How many times should I forgive my brother?" What did the Lord say? Not seven times, but 70 times seven times, right? We are called to forgive forever. A covenant requires a lot of forgiveness. Those of you who are married understand this. It requires a lot of reconciliation. It requires a lot of forgiveness. It requires a lot of letting go in order for God to be the center of it all. But much more than that, my brothers and sisters, a covenant is not a human or man-made institution or contractual terms. It comes from a loving place, a place where one gives oneself totally and completely to the other side without holding back. Especially for us as Catholics, the sacrament of matrimony reflects between the love of Christ and the Church. Christ, who gave himself totally and completely to the Church, that he held nothing back, that he loved her unto the very end, even on the cross, giving himself to her, giving himself to us. And the Church loved him so much that she gave himself totally and completely to him, that she holds nothing back. The Church is signified through the sacrament of matrimony through a woman. And Christ is through the man. There's no same-sex marriage here. There's no whatever here. Because the sacrament of matrimony is the significant way that we are invited in a very real way, that Christ loved the Church and Christ is the man. And the Church is a woman. We're called much more than that, to signify and to give ourselves totally and completely in what Christ has taught us. And it's much more than just a contract. If you don't believe me, Hollywood is trying to bash all of this because all of the movies back in the days, especially if I can remember when I came to America, when there's like a wedding scene or so, even back then, the wedding scene would always take place around the church. But nowadays, all wedding scenes in movies are like in a beach, in a jungle, in a barn, in a place somewhere. We have boiled down matrimony or marriage into something that feels good. That feels good. As long as I love you and you love me, we are a happy family, like Barney used to say. It should be good. But guess what? The good time will come to an end, and trials will happen. And that's why it's much more than the feel-good part. It's much more than the human center part. It has to be endured through the grace of God. And therefore, if you are called to the sacrament of matrimony, you and I are called, especially the men, to be Christ for your wife, and the woman to be the church to Christ, holding nothing back, loving one another completely, wholeheartedly, giving one another as Christ has shown us. This is much more than a human institution. This is much more than about feeling good. This is much more than what we think need to happen for us to have quote-unquote marriage goal, wedding goal, or whatever make us feel good. Those days are short-lived. And then when the trials, when the hardship, when the obstacle begin to come, we need to pray for one another and pray with each other. Lord, help me to love my spouse. Lord, help me to endure. Lord, help me to persevere. Lord, help me to continue to give myself. Lord, help me to make the necessary sacrifices so that you are the center of our vocation, our family, our marriage, our sacrament. Because without you, this is impossible. My brothers and sisters, the church had not changed her teaching on the sacrament of matrimony. She had not. Don't let all these commentators tell you otherwise. She had not. Because what Christ had instituted, and he said clearly, what God had joined together, let no man asunder. This is real. This continues to exist until today. And perhaps one day we'll talk about annulment and all those stuff. But all I will say right now is that it takes two to tangle. And all of the sacraments in the church, mostly the minister are the clerics. But in the sacrament of matrimony, the ministers of the sacrament of matrimony are actually the two spouses. And sometimes, that's why, if we don't form people to understand what it means to be married and what it means to enter into a sacrament, what it means to enter into a vocation, they go in it with all good intention, all nice, feely thinking stuff. But then when the puppy love stage, or when the sweet honeymoon stage, or when the whatever stage they have set for themselves fall apart, it's easier to walk away, right? And or they come with false pretense, false expectation, false demands, or a false image of what matrimony is. And if both sides do not understand what it means to be husband and wife after the image of Christ and the church, then the sacrament itself become invalid at that moment of I do. And that's where the church, she had no ability to invalidate what is valid, but she had the ability to look and to investigate according to all the witnesses and to what the petitioner, as well as the respondent, say, and through prayerful discernment to see whether this is valid or not. Again, that takes me about four classes that I cannot give to you now, today. But we understand that the church never changed her teaching on marriage itself. And marriage is valid. And marriage is much more than going to the courthouse or getting a friend or someone you know, or calling an Elvis or a celebrity impersonator to witness, because it's much more than you and me. It reflects the love of Christ and the love of the church for Christ. So therefore, I'm asking you today, especially those who are married, how are you living Matthew 19? How are you giving yourself totally and completely to your spouse? How have you chosen to love your spouse? When I do marriage counseling, too much time, we expect our spouse to do that, but we have not done that. It begins with us. It begins with us in how we choose to invite God in everything, humble ourselves, and reflect His love for the one who has been entrusted to us.